in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
Today, the media was prevented from entering the courtroom. This is because we're told that one of the suspects happens to be a minor, and so that identity needs to be protected. So they did appear briefly, and straight after the proceedings, we're just told that the case has been postponed to the 28th of November for further investigation. Now, we recall that there was an issue with outstanding DNA that was done, and they need to verify that that DNA does indeed match with the suspects that have been arrested for the rape.
Paul, what can you tell us about those who attended court proceedings today? Did you manage to gauge some of their views?
Well, there was large crowds gathered outside, you know, from faith-based organizations and political parties, because they want justice to be transparent and it needs to be served. And they did mention that these accused happen to be foreign nationals, and then that people that come to this country need to learn to abide by the rules, because nobody is safe in this country. A lot of women that are outside were just saying that they fear when their daughters step out of the house. And they themselves, as old women, are not safe because they're not sure, you know, why people would rape or go out of the way to abuse women in this manner. So they just say that, you know, this case should serve as an example to everybody else.
And even though the media were not allowed today, and possibly that could be the situation in the future, are these individuals saying that they will continue with their support outside of court?
Yes, they said they don't mind coming and demonstrating outside court. And initially, we were just told that the minor would appear separately and would have been able to follow the proceedings from outside. But unfortunately, they were all grouped together and therefore no one was allowed in. So we're not sure with the next proceedings if they will separate the issues and you know, allow us to see exactly what is happening inside, because it is not fair to be reporting from outside the court when everything else is happening inside.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.